instead of patients having to travel to primary care centres or hospital emergency departments. So it's really good news. Those two paramedics are now in post and the service is operating quite well, as I understand it. So it's welcome news in terms of the health service and bringing healthcare to people in their homes. So it's a good news intervention from the HSE.
And the news comes in a week where we see Sligo University Hospital, one of the most overcrowded in Ireland, every day this week with between 50 and 60 people awaiting admission. You'd be hopeful, I'd imagine, that this may actually help reduce those high figures being faced by the hospital.
Yeah, look, and community paramedicine is in place a long, long time in places like Canada, New Zealand, Australia. And this is a model that works really, really well, where someone who might be older or someone who needs sutures, for example, stitches taken out, for example, can be done in their home without that person having to travel to a primary care centre and out of hours, for example, or an emergency department. So this is a very welcome news. I do believe that we need to see more investment and this become more resourced in terms of the National Ambulance Service, because this will have a positive impact on presentations to the emergency department where people can be assessed in their home. And as the HSE have pointed out themselves, in terms of the National Ambulance Service, this is about bringing care where possible to people's homes, the right care to the right patient at the right place at the right time. So it's a very welcome intervention. It's a positive intervention from the HSE, and I hope that we can see more investment and more people from the National Ambulance Service taking up this training programme.